The San Francisco Experience Podcast, brought to you by Jim Herlihy. Independent commentary from a Silicon Valley perspective for a global audience, featuring newsmakers, thought leaders, and authors. Season 24, Episode 4, APEC 2023 Conference, Day 4. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Trade Representative Ambassador Catherine Tai convene the foreign ministers of APEC. The Secretary of State and Trade Representative met with the foreign ministers of APEC in plenary session as part of the ongoing APEC 2023 summit. The Secretary also met with Peru's Minister of Foreign Affairs, as well as those of Japan and South Korea, which we will discuss later in this episode. He began by restating APEC's purpose, which is to convene, collaborate, and build consensus on the economic future for all people across our shared Asia-Pacific region as an open, dynamic, resilient, and peaceful one. In our region, problems are dealt with openly, rules are reached transparently and applied fairly, and where goods, ideas, and people flow lawfully and freely across borders. Since the creation of APEC, group GDP has grown from $19 trillion to $52.8 trillion. Per capita GDP has grown fourfold, lifting millions out of poverty and creating a thriving middle class in APEC. APEC's 21 economies now represent 40% of the world's population. They also represent half of global trade, and they produce 60% of the world's goods and services. Direct foreign investment into the United States from APEC of $1.7 trillion supports 2.3 million American jobs. And in the other direction, $1.4 trillion of U.S. direct foreign investment in APEC economies has been invested over the last almost 30 years. Yet there are still challenges. The United States is emphasizing three priorities for APEC. Number one, interconnectedness. Number two, innovation. And number three, inclusivity. First, interconnectedness. We want to build greater supply chain resilience, which with the right adjustments will strengthen our interdependence rather than weaken it. Second, innovation for both a just energy transition and shaping the digital economy that lifts up workers and based on inclusivity that brings fair access to capital. Ambassador Tai spoke about inclusivity and our work at the World Trade Organization. She also praised the work of APEC's Business Advisory Council. She will chair the APEC Ministerial Meeting plenary session on Wednesday, which will also include an anti-corruption session. Tuesday afternoon, Secretary of State Blinken held bilateral meetings with the Peruvian Foreign Minister, González Olochea, to strengthen ties with Peru, number one, and number two, to hand off the APEC baton to Peru, which will chair APEC 2024 next year. And importantly, Secretary Blinken held a trilateral meeting with the Japanese and South Korean foreign ministers. The three foreign ministers discussed the importance of even greater economic cooperation among the three economies, but to also build on the historic Camp David summit to enhance United States, South Korea, and Japan trilateral efforts to strengthen regional security, to promote economic prosperity, and to advance an open and free Indo-Pacific region. Secretary Blinken also reaffirmed the ongoing commitment to the defense of Japan and the Republic of Korea, which is ironclad. And in closing, Presidents Biden and Xi arrived in San Francisco Tuesday afternoon. Both presidents were greeted by enthusiastic supporters as they made their way into the city. Their meeting on Wednesday will be their first face-to-face meeting in 1 year. And of course, we'll cover that meeting in tomorrow's podcast. And for our listeners, today's episode is number 471. Listen to us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, 17 platforms, and join our global audience in 60 countries. FeedSpot recognizes the podcast as one of California's top 25 news podcasts. This has been the San Francisco Experience with Jim Herlihy, coming to you from San Francisco.